This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
So the Jets have had a lot of these days up in Foxborough across the last 20 plus years, but of course, usually with Belichick on the sideline and Brady under center. Not the case here in 2024, but still disaster would ensue.
44-yard attempt. Zuerlein has missed a point after. And this kick from 44 wide left. And the Jets come up empty.
And a lot of that this year, Spiro Kiedis on CBS.
Yeah, what was amazing was how bad the extra point was.
Well, they had the laces
all
in
right.
From
I
Thomas Morstead.
You got to get the laces right. I know it's a little thing for the kickers.
It wasn't close.
I mean.
The Greg the Leg nickname is
long gone.
In the rearview mirror, yep. Yes. Yep. So that missed field goal there would have extended their lead from 2-5. Ultimately, though, they led by 5 with under 3 minutes to go. Couldn't close it out as the defense yielded a 12-play, 70-yard touchdown drive to Jacoby Brissett and company. Brissett taking over for the concussed Drake May. And Ramondre Stevenson's second touchdown of the game put New England ahead. They got the two-point conversion as well for a 25-22 victory. Both teams are now 2-6, which is kind of hard to fathom when you consider where we were looking at things at the beginning of the season, and certainly the case for interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich.
Especially down the stretch right there, we had opportunities to win this game, should have won this game, and we didn't. So give credit to the Patriots. They took advantage of a team that didn't execute as well as they can.
Each week, turning to the same phrases and answers, but Ulbrich knows he can't even do that anymore, at least not right now.
We talk about being at our best when our best required, and that was not it. That's on coaching, first of all, and then second, we got to execute, and we did not execute in critical moments. We say that's not who we are, but it's who we are until we demonstrate otherwise.
Very much so. 2-6 football team, 5 straight losses. Offensively, the clock management stuff just brutal. Delay of game penalties, especially on the 2-point conversion play after the go-ahead score there in the fourth quarter. And burning through all the first half timeouts in the first quarter alone. Here was Aaron Rodgers on that.
One of them we were legging out the huddle. One, I was trying to get the protection right. One, I felt like we could have gotten off, but, you know, it's fine to take it there. But, it's our operation was a little slow at times.
It just looks bad. You know, it's bad, you know, just because you're losing timeouts and maybe they don't mean anything just simply because of the way the first half played out. But at the end of the day, it's part of the process and problem that the Jets are having. So when you watch them on TV and this kind of stuff goes on, you're sitting there scratching your head going, do they know what's going on? Are they actually being coached? Do they understand where everybody's supposed to be? I mean, there's really no explanation for it. I can understand maybe once,
yeah,
but 3 times and on a 2-point play?
And it's been happening a lot this season. Now, there have been a couple times where they have to close up on him and he's barking at the sideline, you know, send it in. I don't know if he means again or faster. But then there's these instances where he's just casually at the line of scrimmage looking at things, and there's no
sense of urgency.
Right, the sense of urgency.
You want to see that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Put him in no huddle. Do something. Put him in a 2-minute offense, or just try to change the momentum.
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, their second halves have just not been good enough.
Nope. Not even close. And then just back to Zuerlein for a minute. So they had Austin Seibert in camp with Zuerlein this summer. Obviously, they stuck with Zuerlein over Seibert. So Seibert goes down to Washington. He's 23 out of 24, which is the best percentage in football. So when it rains, it pours, and that's the situation for the Jets here. Niners held off the Cowboys in Santa Clara last night, 30-24. You had this third quarter catch and run for George Kittle at a big game. So he goes down the sideline, and Trayvon Diggs appeared to be, I guess we'll call it maybe jogging a bit, not going 100% in pursuit, though he did end up pushing Kittle out of bounds. There were a couple of other guys that missed.
So, it's called a Deontay Banks.
All right. Well, this is Mike Leslie, sports anchor at WFAA in Dallas. So he quote tweets the video and says, or asks, what is Trayvon Diggs doing on this play? And leave it at that. Game ends. Diggs goes into the locker room, must grab his phone immediately, hops on Twitter. Someone must have sent this his way. He sees this tweet from Mike Leslie, proceeds to come out of the locker room, still in full uniform, pads on and everything, finds Leslie there, I guess, waiting to go into the locker room. Locker room hasn't been opened yet. And here's how their exchange went.
Out of that whole play that you took from that, you don't know football. You can't do nothing that I do. You can't go out there and do nothing. Stay in your lane, buddy. Stop playing me, bro.
Just asking the question, Trayvon. I mean, I'm happy to have you answer the question.
Out of that whole play, that's what you took from that? That's what you got from that? That whole play, that's what you got from that?
We can talk about it more. What were you doing then?
What you don't hear there in the gut, Jay, if you want.
Yeah, and what he says is he's going to the locker room. It fades off. He goes, after the reporter says, we can talk more about it, Trayvon says, we can talk about these nuts. Which is just an all-time response in that situation. We can talk about it more. No. We can talk about these nuts, though. Great. God, I love the D's nuts jokes when they come out. It just really is. It makes me so happy.
And to Mike Leslie's credit, he then put this video out or quote tweeted it. And hey, he approached me and this was the exchange. And how Diggs told him that he can't do what he does. He says he and I are in agreement about that. He didn't offer an answer as to what he was doing on the play, however. And I do not have a comment about D's nuts.
D's nuts?
So. Things are going well for the Cowboys, as you can see and hear there as they fall to 3-4 on the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Niners get a much needed win. They are back to 500 at 4-4. Let's go to Landover again. Commanders, Bears in the late national window. So Jaden Daniels ended up playing through that rib injury. He was a question mark throughout the week. So you get the matchup with Caleb Williams, top two picks in the draft. And it wasn't exactly an offensive clinic, but the Bears did rally late to take the lead. And that left Washington with a Hail Mary situation from their own 48 on what turned out to be the final play of the game. Jim Nance and Tony Romo on the TV call for CBS.
Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness!
This town is going crazy. It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland.
He did it.
Romo, he did it. Oh, and everyone goes nuts on the sidelines. You got Dan Quinn out there. Eventually, he's, you know, basically rips his headset off and
spikes
it down. I will say,
Romo has not gotten a lot of credit for anything the last couple of years. The play before the Hail Mary, he was like, you got to go right here. Boom, boom, boom. He's like, do it in 2 seconds, so then you'd be able to reach the end zone.
Yeah.
He actually drew the exact line of where he said this is where you should run the route, and they did exactly that. And then, obviously, this happens, which is just pure insanity. They got a special thing going on there down in Washington. New owner, different feel, superstar quarterback. It's, I mean, this is what the Giants would love to have going for them.
Yeah. That's what Brian Daboll, I think, wanted him, based on what we heard in Hard Knocks.
And said as much.
Yep. Yes, he did. So Tyreek Stevenson for the Bears is getting grilled because he's taunting the crowd as the snap of this play is happening, and he ends up running back into position, ultimately tips the ball backwards into Noah Brown's waiting arms for the score. He did hop on X last night and took the high road, accountability and all that, but I'm sure he'll be getting the business from his teammates and from the fan base throughout the course of the week. The Broncos handled the Panthers out in Denver 28-14. It was 28-7 after three, but then the Broncos allowed, we'll call it a window dressing touchdown in the final few seconds, and it seemed to stick in the craw of Sean Payton after the game, though he did sort of credit his defense here.
They went nine straight drives without scoring. How impressive and how impressed with you were the defense today?
I was. I wish we would have finished better. I said this, it's not a good offense we played. It's just the truth. So we expected that, and we're going to see a lot better teams.
A little open shot at Carolina there. I mean, it's not wrong at all.
And I watched a lot of this game just because I had Bo Nix going in a big fantasy matchup, so I was sitting there watching a lot of this. Bryce Young should not be out there at all. I mean, he plays scared. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I mean, it's so bad for him. Like, he had, like, this little 4-yard run that wasn't a design run. But, like, he looked, like, so relieved and so happy he had gained 4 yards after he almost got sacked. It just shows you where he's at. Like, It's like sad watching him, and Andy Dalton, who's in this car accident, is probably going to miss next week too. I don't know who they're playing, but whoever it is just going to have a field day with them because he cannot play. I mean, it reminds me of the worst of Zach Wilson, if not worse than that. I mean, he plays
he's worse than that.
He plays scared.
Yeah, no, he's definitely worse than that.
Really bad.
They've got the Saints at home next week, Carolina. And then the Giants. So maybe the Giants will get to feast on Bryce Young in a couple of weeks. We'll see if that happens.
Oh, that's that game out in Germany.
Oh, that's right. The Munich game.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, that's going to be a bad one. Just a little bit more color to that Peyton comment there. So I guess the Panthers hadn't quite waved the white flag late. They were still calling timeouts or whatnot.
Yeah.
So Denver ran a fake field goal and a trick play up 28-7 in the fourth quarter, and then J.C. Horn from the Panthers was barking at Peyton after the game. So there was a little back and forth.
Yeah, Peyton just say, hey, look, man, you want to call it a game? I'll call it a game with 10 minutes to go. But if you're going to continue to play, we're going to continue to play. That's all there is to it.
The fake field goal may be a bit much. But
I'd also say don't take anything for granted.
Yeah. That is true. That is true. You got the Giants and the Steelers tonight out in Pittsburgh. 6:15 coverage on 11:30 a.m. It's also available on the free Odyssey app. The reason it's on 11:30 a.m. is because you got the Yankees and the Dodgers playing Game 3 of the World Series on both WFAN AM and FM.
TV ratings for the World Series?
I have not.
Very good.
I would think.
Very, very good.
If not this year, when?
I think Saturday night actually had a better rating than Friday night, but Friday night's was over 15 million.
You think that was a product of the day of the week or because people got invested at, walk-off grand slam in game one? Let me check this out.
We were talking about it last week. We were talking about how you got two stars in this game, Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. It's the Yankees, the Dodgers. There's a lot of people interested in this, and the ratings reflected that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the Giants Steelers in New York versus the Yankees Dodgers in New York tonight.
7:25 coverage here on The Fan. It's Clark Schmidt opposed by Walker Buehler. I brought this up last hour, but here was the clip real quick. Schmidt speaking before game two, kind of a little interesting side story involving his family and the team.
Did your dad fly the plane here for you guys?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
What's that like? I think it happened maybe one other time last year, but just, I mean, to the World Series of all places, how cool is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a special moment. I think he's flown us before, and it was a really special moment for him, and a lot of the guys, they loved it, and staff members, they had a really great time being able to kind of see some things they don't really get to see.
Former Marine pilot, and he was showing off the cockpit. He said he's very, like, an aviation geek and loves to talk about it, so kind of a cool little side angle. Now they're back in the Bronx. He'll be on the mound tonight. Obviously, the Yankees looking for an improvement at the plate from Aaron Judge as they look to get themselves back into this series. Basketball, Nets over the Bucks, 115-102. Cam Thomas paced Brooklyn with 32 points. You get the Knicks and the Cavs tonight at the Garden. And over at Prudential Center last night, the Devils did beat the Ducks 6-2. A couple of goals for Stephen Nason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app